Are we live here? Yay. Okay. Okay, we're good. Sorry, folks. Trying to make sure that we're streaming to all of our platforms that we can stream to. Ladies and gentlemen, welcome back to It's the Economy, Stupid podcast, brought to you by Metropolis Entrepreneurship Minute, a sector of Lincoln Ledger LLC. Welcome to the program. I'm the chief economist. Welcome. Today's topic is professionalism. What the hell is it? What is professionalism? And let me tell you what professionalism is. Professionalism is how one acts, behaves in a business environment. And this could be to attitude, it can be to appearance, stuff like that. That's what it can be to. So, and there's a whole lot more to it of profess of being of being professional. Of being professional. So, what are the rules? What were the rules, I should say? Because the rules are changing for the better, I hope. It used to be to where if you were in a business environment or just life, you were clean shaven. This would not be acceptable. You had to have your shoes shined, your wearing a suit, it had to be pressed, things like that. So, and these are the regulations from the 1950s, 1960s. Your fingernails and toenails had to be clipped and trimmed, and I mean it. You basically had to look like that. Best way to describe it is an old Ronald Reagan quotation is you were not to look like Tarzan, walk like Jane, and smell like chimp. But now, ladies and gentlemen, the rules are changing, such as this is acceptable. A beard, a mustache is acceptable. Actually seeing hair grow on a man is acceptable. Why are we seeing these changes? Why are we seeing these changes? And I'll tell you why we're seeing these changes is that number one, you've got millennials who started this. Go us! Is that we got tired of living by our grandparents' rules. We didn't want to live by their rules. We didn't want to live by our parents' rules. We wanted to live by our own rules. We wanted to be taken seriously as our own self. And that is that we did not want, ladies and gentlemen, I don't know why that's okay, there we go. Sorry, folks. I'm trying to make sure that we're streaming here, and the video kind of froze up. Sorry. is that we don't want to be viewed as our grandparents. We don't want to be viewed as our parents. So, how do we How do we change these rules? How do we change them? By appearing presentable, but yet not destroying the professionalism side. By that, is it's got to be individually based. See, the problem is that the old rules and regulations used to be society based. And there are some rules that still apply socially based, such as wear deodorant, wear cologne, wear something that doesn't make you stink. Take a shower, for God's sake. Take a shower. You'll feel better, trust me. Especially when it's cold outside, and right now it's downright cold outside. Oh yeah, I mean, temperatures are fluctuating where this business is at from upper 20s to lower 50s. So, dress appropriately. But you've got to wear deodorant. You've got to take a shower. In fact, to be honest, I do believe hygiene was the number one reason why people were getting sick due to COVID. Really? Interesting. And also professionalism is also to the point of taking care of one's health. And that includes if you got to take vitamin supplements, take vitamin supplements. I've been seeing a chiropractor for my health, thank you. And I have no problem in saying that I was getting sick. And I'm like, oh boy, what's this all about? Yada, yada, yada. And I was talking to her and I said, why is it that people are getting sick these days? And she told me, it's a woman, she told me the reason why people are getting sick now is they are vitamin C, vitamin D, and zinc deficient. I went, okay, so guess what I did? I went out and bought me vitamin C, vitamin D, and zinc vitamin supplements. Has my health improved? Yes, my health has improved a lot because of that. I also take elderberry. I also take vitamin supplements that have a whole lot of vitamins in it. So being professional is also being able to attend one's employment. So. But again, it also depends upon one's employment too, such as with FedEx drivers and the delivery drivers for FedEx, Amazon, UPS, and everything. They dress appropriately because of this weather. And those that work inside the warehouses, they dress appropriately for inside the warehouses because they're not dealing with the weather, which is an independent variable. They're dealing with a controlled weather, a dependent variable, if you wish. Hey, if we're going to talk about science, we might as well, we say natural philosophy here at Lincoln Ledger LLC because that's what it is. It's natural philosophy. So, It's natural philosophy. folks. But much of professionalism within the within the labor, within laboring, is very much on the individual. Because you're selling yourself. And I know people always joke about being the age-old harlot that shows up for everything. Well, guess what? It's the economy, stupid. It is. It is the economy, stupid, on how you succeed in the economy. And how professional do you want to be seen? In fact, this business, since, well, I'll just say it here, is that the person who's doing it here is also the head honcho around here. And the question is how do I make this business look professional, number one, and behave professionally? And to be honest, that is the problem of every entrepreneur. Is how do you make this business be viewed professionally and respected professionally? That's the question. So. It's horrible, I know, of how do you do this? Because being professional, there's no owner's manual. Mothers say it best with their children, is their child didn't come with an owner's manual, because every child is different, and it's the same with the economy, is being professional, there's no owner's manual because everybody's different. Everybody acts differently. Everybody reacts differently. Everybody thinks differently. Is that a good thing? Is that a bad thing? In my opinion, and in the opinion of this podcast, is it's a good thing that people are being viewed as independent thinkers. And dare I say it, with professionalism, it's like a marriage. You gotta work at it. You've got to work at it, folks. You've got to. Oh, okay. That's pretty much my rant and raving on this subject. I before we go, because with these podcasts, when it's just myself, I don't want to take up much of your time. We try to do these 15 to 30 minutes tops when it's just one person doing it. Why? Because this podcast values your time, and we really to be simple about it, people enjoy hearing themselves talk. This person included. So that's why there's so much restraint on, again, being professional is especially with podcasts, is how long do you talk? How long do you talk on the podcast? There's another professional question. So. And how do you be professional? And again, it's individually based. There are some things that are societal based, such as wear some deodorant, wear some cologne, take a shower, take vitamins if you have to. Anyway, before we go, I want to say this to each and every one of you, that the reason why there was no podcast last week, and I know this is coming on the end of this podcast, because again, we're talking about professionalism, so we're being professional here, is the reason why is last week was a very busy week, and this will come up in the update for the entire company, which is coming out today. We don't usually do a podcast on a Saturday. We usually do it within the middle of the week, but now we've gotten it to where we can actually do this podcast on the weekends, finally. And for those, and again, for those that want to come on this podcast, go to the engagement department at LincolnLedgerLLC.site. It's under the programs committee, and you'll be taken to where you can establish an appointment. And yes, you got to pay for it, because again, it's the economy, stupid. So, but last week was a very busy week because this company, Lincoln Ledger LLC, and its industries, and its sectors, its industries, its branches, and its enterprises are now officially a member. And by when I say Lincoln Ledger LLC, I define the entire company. In fact, it is the entire company. Is that we are now a member of the local Chamber of Commerce. We are officially a member. Our membership started this month. So that's the reason why there was no podcast. We were very busy on acquiring that membership. So, and the reason why it took so long for us to get the subject for this podcast was that trying to think of a topic, especially when there are no guests. We are thinking of doing a space on Twitter for this, an open discussion, can be about anything, but it has to be economy related. Also, we are getting our sponsors and advertising page revamped for Lincoln Ledger LLC. So that's an up. This is all coming up in the update today. So be on the lookout for that. We are, and by the way, if you do become a guest on this program, if you do create an appointment to be on this program, know this, that it is streamed live to Facebook, to Twitter, to Twitch even, to Instagram, to CloudHub. Yes, CloudHub. I know some people are like, oh my gosh, not that site. Look, we're reaching as many consumers as we can. It's the economy, stupid. And I know, and trust me, I've gotten many feedback on the name of this podcast. But I always say to people, blame the campaign manager for Bill Clinton, because he's the one who coined this phrase. And to be honest, he's quite correct. Since this sector is all about what's going on in the economy, it's the economy, stupid! And trust me, there are some young folk that don't, and this is not And this goes into the discussion for today is being professional is that there are some young people that are my age. I'm not that old, folks. But there are some people my age that don't enjoy being called stupid. And my response is, it's part of the phrase. Okay? And if you were intelligent, we wouldn't be in the situation we are in with this economy. Anyway, there's a question for you there for me yelling. Was that professional? There's a good question. I'll tell you what the answer is for me. I thought it was professional because I am defending this podcast. And many people will say, well, I don't think that's professional of you at all to be yelling at your listeners. Well, maybe it's high time someone looked at them and went, yeah, you are stupid. Why do you think this podcast was created? To make you intelligent. Because this company saw we reviewed a piece of the market that nobody was doing. Or that some people were doing, and it's like, seriously? No normal, average American laborer, Illinoisan laborer, I might add, knows what you're talking about. You can give them charts and graphs, and they'll still look at you like you're speaking Greek. That's why with this podcast, we've been talking to people as though they were right in front of us. That's professionalism right there. Talk to your people as though they've got a brain. You using charts and graphs, you're basically telling them they are stupid. There you go, folks. Anyway, there was two people watching it, but I guess one person got tired of me either saying stupid or yelling or whatever. Well, welcome to the economy where your feelings just don't matter, and that's professional. And it's the God's honest truth. In the economy, your feelings don't matter. Professionally, your feelings don't matter. My feelings don't matter. Why? It's the economy, stupid. Okay, that's enough of me. Next week's topic is in the works. Those that want to be on here, please go to the Programs Committee of the Engagement Department for Lincoln Ledger LLC and go there and I do believe it's $15 for 30 minutes, 35 for 60. Make an appointment. We'll see what happens, folks. So, excuse me. And if you want to rant and rave on the economy, best place to do it here. Our only rules for if you do come on here as a guest are it's got to be economic related and you got to talk to somebody as though they're right there. Not as, well, I know better than you. No, as this is the simplistic form. And we're going to tell you like it is, not. Well, if you look at this chart and graph here, no, please, no one wants to listen to that. That is so unprofessional, it's not allowed here on this program, on this podcast, I should say. Anyway, thank you very much, ladies and gentlemen. Please look out for the update coming for this company. And there's a few other updates maybe coming next week for one of our industries. Also, with trying to think, for anyone who is on LinkedIn, the social media site LinkedIn, there is a page for Lincoln Ledger LLC, and I think in order for us to stream live there, we've got to acquire 150 member or likes or something, and I think we're at 43, I think. So for those that are on LinkedIn and want to watch us on LinkedIn, we're there. We're going to look and see how we can get these videos on to LinkedIn in order to show people what we're doing. But that's what we're doing. All right, enough of this. Enough of that. There's more coming in the update for the company of what we're doing, this and that. So that's it for me. Ladies and gentlemen, I'm the Chief Economist for Metropolis Entrepreneurship Minute, sector of Lincoln Ledger LLC. Thank you very much for watching this. The audio will be available either later on today or tomorrow. And again, if you want to become a guest, Programs Committee of the Engagement Department of Lincoln Ledger LLC, they handle all that. Twitter Space, be on the lookout for that. It's free to come and join and talk about the economy and say, what in the world are we doing? Please, nothing about government. It's got to be economics. I mean, good grief. Talk about your pop and mom shops. The old pop shops in your area. I mean, good grief. It's free advertisement. That's the way I look at it. So, thank you very much. We'll see you next time. We'll see you next week sometime. Thank you very much. And have a great rest of your weekend. From St. Clair County, Illinois. No, from St. Clair County. Good night, Illinois, and good night, America.